At the time of this drawing, French Impressionists like Claude Monet had been embraced by the avant-garde art world, but not by Enzor. Robert Hosé.
You must imagine Enzor in opposition against anything that is Impressionism. He wanted to follow his own way, and here in drawing he tries to find a style and to demonstrate how you can work with light in black and white as a draftsman. It's set in an interior in some kind of palace. We have a tiny figure of Christ in the middle of the bright light, and there's this dark around this bright center. But the mass is very interesting here because it's a real mixture of, on the one hand, grotesque types, but on the other hand, if you look carefully, there are faces that attract your attention because they are so individual. And we think that this is a mixture of general types and portraits of Enzor's artistic friends and perhaps also enemies.
The only figure we can identify with certainty is Enzor himself, who's drawn here so delicately it's easy to miss him. Look for his portrait at the right edge of the paper, at about center, in the light area.
In showing these works full of allusions that the contemporaries probably better understood than we can, he wanted to show the works as a manifesto to underline his position as the sole revolutionary artist of the time in Belgium.